Send it back to Ron and Don to wrap up this first match on 95.7.
Yes, Dee, this first round is over here for us, with West Central Asbury Bennett Evansville being defeated by the Chatfield Gophers 47-22 at 107 pounds. Number one ranked Joey Cady pins Brody Brunko in a minute and 42 seconds. At 114, Gunnar Polakowski, Chatfield, 4 minutes and 42 second fall win over Kieran Gerke.
Yeah, and that's the one Kieran Gerke was leading at the time.
7-5.
Yes. And just got caught and ended up in a pin. And, well, she was just a downward spiral for there for the night.
At 121 pounds, Jameson Preby pins Brock Brunko in 28 seconds. Then at 127, Logan Pearson, Chatfield, defeats Nathan Richter 7-1. At 133, Hunter Bernard defeats Gage Idy in a Tech Falls 16-0, 3 minutes and 20 seconds. At 139, Kason Johnson, 16-second fall win over Cade Wevely. At 145, Lane Rook for Chatfield defeats Cody Crafterford for the Knights. A Tech fall 21-5 in 2 minutes and 30 seconds. 152, Hunter Polakowski for Chatfield, a major decision, 11-3 over Evan Dingwall. Finally, at 160, Eli Dolmeyer for the Knights wins by a Tech fall, 23-8 in 5 minutes and 14 seconds over Thomas Conley. 172, Owen Grucco, Tech fall for the Knights, 19-4 in 3 minutes and 36 seconds over Brandon Cobbs. 189, Ezekiel Seekert for the Knights, a 1 minute and 20 second fall win over Eli Manahan. 215, Will Bolter, Chatfield, 44 second fall win over Deneen Nibby. And at heavyweight, Logan Long for the Knights, a 1 minute and 30 second fall win over Jackson Bernard. Final score, 47 for Chatfield, 22 for the Knights. And right now, Don, there's three weight classes left there with Mineota and Lesur Henderson. Mineota leads at 35-12. So even if Lesur Henderson pins out, Mineota wins. So
the I Knights see Lesur Henderson does have their 215-pounders 35-0. So
what's that?
Lesur Henderson's 215-pounder is 35-0.
Ooh.
Yeah, but, so they're going to win at least one of the last two. But